scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather warnings today in Arkansas and throughout the Ohio Valley. It's the third straight day that millions of people are at risk from extreme weather. Michigan and the Midwest hit hard last night. A FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed. Powerful storms on Monday in Oklahoma killed one person and devastated an area that Governor Kevin Stitt toured.
We just toured the damage here, probably 60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, and I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
President Biden will be in Racine, Wisconsin today, announcing a Microsoft investment to build a new facility to the same site where then-President Trump once announced an investment by Foxconn to build a facility that did not come to fruition. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The U.S. has paused weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the weapons could be used in the Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News. More potential legal troubles for a wide receiver on the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
It's been just over a month since police filed 8 charges against Rashee Rice in connection to a crash that injured at least 7 people. Now the 24-year-old is suspected in an assault. The Dallas Morning News cites sources who say police were sent to a downtown Dallas nightclub at 2:30 Monday morning. A man with visible but non-life-threatening injuries to his face had been taken to a hospital. No charges have been filed. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
No slowing down AI at work.
We found that 75% or 3 out of 4 knowledge workers around the globe are already using AI at work, and that figure has doubled in the past 6 months.
Microsoft Corporate Vice President Jared Spataro on this morning's release of the Work Trend Index. It also shows nearly 8 in 10 workers who use AI on the job are using tools that have not been approved by their companies. Those could pose serious cybersecurity risks. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Save big money on everything for your next project now at Menards. Menards makes it easy to duplicate keys, access cards, and key fobs using the Key Me kiosk. Whether it's for your home, office, or car, simply bring in the items you need to copy and let the Key Me kiosk handle the rest. Duplicate your keys today at Menards and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint in Racine County. But Biden has work to do with Democrats on his support for the Israeli war in Gaza.
Remember looking back to the primaries in Wisconsin and Michigan, we saw those protest votes over this issue when it comes to President Biden. That is a huge warning sign for the president in these critical battleground states where a few thousand votes, as we saw last election, could really decide it all.
Reporter Rachel Scott in Washington. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the Crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to them over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to me. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. It's what he did. It's amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this and I'm looking at Ricky and I'm looking back at him and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at bat and he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch and then 3-1. And he goes, one more, and he turned back to him and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, May the 9th. Going to be serving up ham and Swiss on rye, navy bean soup, coleslaw, and pineapple chunks. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Give them a call at 715-339-2158 for Price County Senior Dining.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun poking in from time to time, maybe a sprinkle or two by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 37. Tomorrow, sunshine. with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuels to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. We've got a story here today affecting both Minnesota and Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week confirmed chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Pierce County. That's a border county along the Mississippi River. More details when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed the first positive test result for CWD in a wild deer in Pierce County. The deer was sick and humanely dispatched in the town of Spring Lake and is within 10 miles of the Dunn and St. Croix County borders. It's due east of the Twin Cities by about 30 miles and roughly 20 miles from the St. Croix River and Minnesota border. The deer was a 4 to 5 year old doe and is the first confirmed wild deer CWD positive detected in Pierce County. As a result of the detection, Pierce County will begin a 3-year baiting and feeding ban on May 15th, as will nearby St. Croix County. Dunn County already has bans in place. Wisconsin state law requires that the DNR enact a 3-year baiting and feeding ban in counties where CWD has been detected, as well as a 2-year ban in adjoining counties. The DNR intends to hold a local public meeting about the CWD detection, but date and time for that meeting have yet to be determined. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick of the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Gotta know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom. I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. I'm mad at you, hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter with you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Italy with this, shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. was simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey, then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try to relax.
Of reality radio. We got a lot of good local stuff to talk about today. Anytime we can include a wood tick race in our discussion, it's always a good day. Now, Nikki is going to be stopping by from the Oxbow Resort and talking about the wood tick races annual event coming up. We got an update of what's going on here in the city with our city administrator. A little bit later on, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, they're kicking off the season this week. Tanya and Dave will join us a little bit later on, and we'll see what else we can get. If you haven't done so already, text us the keyword tribute to win a couple of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett tribute contest concert Saturday night at Lake of the Torches. Just download that Civic Media app, go to 98Q and text it to us for your chance to win. Several entries already, so tribute is the keyword of the day today. We are going to talk a little Phillips Powerlifting. We've got a special event fundraiser coming up this weekend, and we got some of the powerlifters with us in studio. They promised not to hurt me, and we've got Michelle Johnson with us also, who's kind of heading up the fundraiser. So Michelle, I'll have you step up to the mic. First of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
All right. We've got not only a grand opening of Robin's Custom Creation, custom arrangements and such this Saturday, but we've got a fundraiser with the Phillips Powerlifting team to go along with it. So a big day Saturday, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. Tell us what we got happening, and then we'll talk with some of our powerlifters here too.
So it all starts at 10 o'clock. Robin's Custom Arrangements will be having their grand opening, and we are going to be setting up right in front of her store, and we are going to be selling all the perennial plants, garden plants, veggies, like tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, all that sort of stuff.
Okay. All right. And a powerlifting team will be the benefit of a lot of the fundraising that's going on along with the open house, right? The grand opening?
Right. Right.
All right. And we got the powerlifters have wrapped up their season, but have an exciting year this year because Nationals are coming to our state, right?
Yes, that is something we are all looking forward to. We usually have to travel quite far for Nationals, and this next year it's in Appleton, and we are hoping that all the kids that do qualify can travel and make it to Nationals next
year. Extra incentive to make it, and that's always one of the toughest things about making Nationals is the travel and the cost, right?
Right.
Of going there. So here we got right in Wisconsin. So you can support the powerlifting team on Saturday, and everything starts at 10 a.m., is that right?
That's right.
All right. Right on Lake Avenue, 161 North Lake Avenue, here in Phillips. And all kinds of food and items. And run through those again that you mentioned that will be available that will benefit the team, if you could.
Yep, so we're selling all the plants, your outdoor garden plants and perennials, and we're doing concessions this year. We have some pulled pork from Nick's Barbecue that was donated. We had some donated beef to do some Sloppy Joes from Deer Creek Angus. We're going to have a lot of drawings, too. There will be some planted pots or some potted plants to give away. And we're also going to have some men's and women's socks that was donated from Matco Tools. Robin's going to have drawings in her store that day. There's going to be a lot of other vendors set up downtown, so just a lot going on downtown.
All right. Great way to support the powerlifting team on Saturday. We've got some of the members in here, so let's run, get a quick chat with some of them here. Let's start with you, young man, first of all. What's your name?
Cade.
What's your last name, Cade?
Cade Fisher.
All right, Cade. What year are you in school?
Eighth grade.
All right. Going into freshman. Yeah. All right. First year powerlifter. You've been doing this for a while.
2 years.
2 years. All right. What do you like about it? What's cool about the whole powerlifting thing?
I don't know. I like it because I'm not with several people. I like being by myself with it.
Yeah. It's kind of an single individual kind of driven kind of sport, right? I mean, you're still encouraging teammates and they're encouraging you, but it's self-driven. So how did this past season go for you? What were some of the highlights that stick out for you for this past season?
There wasn't major stuff, but like, I don't know, I went like 200 pounds up on my deadlift.
So from the beginning to the end, 200?
Well, 405.
All right, upped it quite a bit. All right. Well, I think you got a lot of cool things ahead of you. The powerlifting team has a tradition of doing a lot of cool things. So are you extra incentivized now with Nationals next year being right here in Wisconsin to take this up a notch?
Probably.
All right, that's a yes. I'll take that as a yes. All right. Thanks for coming in. Who else do we have here? Step up to the mic there. What's your name?
Garrett Lammy.
How you doing, Garrett?
Pretty good.
All right. What year are you in school, Garrett?
9th grade.
All right. First year powerlifting, or how many years you been doing this?
I've been doing this since 7th grade.
Since 7th? All right. What do you like about it? What do you like about the sport of powerlifting?
It helps your mental health a lot and helps you get stronger and just helps build you up.
Okay. All right. How'd the past season go for you? What were some of the highlights for you this past season?
Pretty good. I made all my goals. I made state and almost had a medal, so I think it went good.
All right. The meets are pretty crazy, aren't they? The meets themselves?
Yeah.
Lots of people, lots of encouragement from teammates. It's a pretty cool event, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Were you guys able to host one this year, or was it all on the road this year?
All on the road this year.
Okay. All right. Let's step up. Let's get one more. We've got a couple more here. What's your name, young man?
Isaac Johnson.
All right, Isaac. And what year are you?
Junior.
All right. What was your year like this year? Talk about your year and some of your accomplishment, Isaac, that you had.
It went pretty okay.
Yeah. When you go into a meet, what's a typical meet? Was there three events that you do?
Yeah.
As part of a meet, and what are they?
Squat, bench, and then deadlift.
Okay. And then you have a winner individually and then kind of an overall? Is that how it works?
It goes by weight classes.
Okay. All right. What was your favorite meet this year out of the ones that... Or how many do you do typically in a year? How many different events do you get?
There's three meets, not including state and nationals.
Okay. All right. So how much training is involved with this? How many days are you in there lifting then and training for this?
3 days a week, and practices are anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay. Pretty intense practices?
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. Let's get one more in here. We got one more member of the powerlifting team. What is your name?
Keely Dahl.
Keely, how are you?
Good.
All right. What year are you in school, Keely?
I'm a senior this year.
Okay. I understand you qualified for Nationals. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
All right. What was that like? Where was Nationals?
Nationals was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
It was very fun.
Drive or fly, or what'd you do down there?
We flew.
Oh, you flew down there. All right. So what was the process to qualify for Nationals? What did you have to do to qualify for it?
So everyone's in a weight class, and your weight class has specific weights that you have to lift that much weight to qualify for Nationals, and it's the same with state, too.
All right. Did you meet that qualification early, or were you kind of pressing up against at the end, or how did that go?
Early, I met my weight my first meet.
Okay. All right. And what was that atmosphere like at Nationals? I'm sure you made a lot of new friends there, too, right?
It was good. Kind of. It's very intense. You know who's the good lifters and who's your competition is, so.
Yeah. And you said, what year did you say you were again? I'm sorry.
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. All right. So you're graduating. Where are you off to after school?
UW-Green Bay.
Green Bay. All right. Very good. Well, congratulations on the accomplishment. And Michelle, why don't you step in here real quick again? We appreciate you bringing the power lifters in. And people can support the power lifters' efforts and their goals of raising money toward getting a lot of kids to Nationals, especially for next year. Again, mention it again, this Saturday in Phillips at Robbins, right in downtown. Not only a grand opening for the event, but help the powerlifters. So tell us what you got going on again, if you could.
Yes, so 10 a.m. it all starts downtown in front of Robin's Custom Arrangements in front of her store. Everything that the powerlifters are selling is donation only. So come and give what you can to support the powerlifters.
All right, all right. All starts at 10 o'clock. All right, and we want to send a shout-out to Devin Kurler, who is the coach but wasn't able to be here, the new coach of the powerlifting team for this year. So thanks to him. All right, anything else anybody wants to say? All right, be good? All right, thanks for coming in. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for coming in. Phillips Powerlifters joining us here on Reality Radio.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather warnings today in Arkansas and throughout the Ohio Valley. It's the third straight day that millions of people are at risk from extreme weather. Michigan and the Midwest hit hard last night. A FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed. Powerful storms on Monday in Oklahoma killed one person and devastated an area that Governor Kevin Stitt toured.
We just toured the damage here, probably 60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, And I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
President Biden will be in Racine, Wisconsin today, announcing a Microsoft investment to build a new facility to the same site where then-President Trump once announced an investment by Foxconn to build a facility that did not come to fruition. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The U.S. has paused weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the weapons could be used in the Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Adamas comes through for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose their fourth game in a row, top of the ninth in KC. The Royals leading 5-3. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Fly ball, left field. It is back. It is gone! A three-run go-ahead home run for Willie Adamas. And the Brewers have a one-run lead. This team is fired up.
The Brewers winning 6-5. Adamas called the shot, telling Royals fans that had been teasing him all night. It was coming.
They were talking the whole game. You know, they were friendly. And they were like, we want you. And I told them, yeah, you sure about that? If he gets a wall here, you know, I think that was the key for us, you know, to get a chance to score some runs and, you know, obviously come on top in this game.
In college news, the search is on for a new athletic director at Marquette. At age 67, Bill Scholl is stepping down after rebuilding the program the past 10 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll talk a little Shawamigan sports here in just a little bit with our AD Darren Patterson. Be sure to text us at keyword tribute, text to win today. You got all day to do that. We'll do the drawing tomorrow morning, then we'll have another keyword tomorrow. But the keyword is tribute. Download that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone and hit text and tribute, and you'll be in to win two tickets to see the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at Lake of the Torches Saturday night. It's a $40 value. We have talked about this event for many, many years. I think ever since I moved here almost 25 years ago, but we've never had the in-depth analyzation and the behind-the-scenes description of the wood tick races that happen every year at the Oxbow Resort. And we've got Nikki nice enough to be with us, who is with the Oxbow Resort, to talk about that. So, Nikki, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks, Joel, for having me.
Yeah, and you said it had been a while since you've been on the radio, maybe way back in junior high, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Well, thank you for taking time to join us. It's kind of become... it is a tradition, and it's something I think that has made this, I know it's made the statewide stories, and I think it even made the national stories at some point, the uniqueness of the wood tick races, and it's kind of what Oxbow is known for, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's been going on for 43 years.
43 years.
Yeah, quite
so what
sometimes.
Did you think? Now, when you decided to take on the Oxbow Resort 6 years ago or so, and you first were, you know, maybe saw the place, and they told you about the tradition of the wood tick races, what did you think? What was the first thing that ran through your mind? I'm getting into a place here where the wood tick races are the big thing?
Oh, yeah. The first thing I would say is that, wow, we've got a lot to learn, and one reason or another.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, tell us what a typical wood tick race day is like at the Oxbow Resort, if you could.
Sure thing. So, registration starts at 11, racing starts at 1. And when you come to the resort, you will sign up your tick. The registration fee is $1, so you'll pay $1.
See, that's funny right there. You will sign up your tick. I like that. All right.
That's
register,
right.
Registration. All right. Okay.
Yep. Registration is $1.
Okay.
So and at the time you register your tick, you will come up with a unique name for your tick.
Okay.
And so registration's $1. We ask you to bring your own ticks. However, our eldest son will be collecting some for sale. And so if you cannot find your own tick, or you forget them at home, or your tick's just pooped from training all week, you can buy one from our boy. And that also costs you $1. So we'll call the names of the ticks, the unique names. We'll do a head-to-head race. We have two tracks running, two boards, and it's a head-to-head race, two ticks in the middle of the track. And the first one that reaches the outside ring is the winner and lives to race another race. The one that doesn't gets smashed with a mallet.
So... are they strategically placed in the circle? Are they dumped into the circle? Or how are they placed? That's because I think the placement of them, I think, would be key in this race, right?
Yep. The track is like a bullseye target. And so there's a central circle that's yellow. And so long as both the ticks are upright within that central circle, the race can start. And then the ring is about 18 inches radius from outside the exterior ring there.
Right.
So there's a good amount of surface for them to cover. And it really depends on speed, agility, training, etc.
All right. And with the aforementioned smashing of the losing tick, I'm assuming this is not a double elimination event. This is single elimination, right?
Yep, that's right.
You lose once and you're done. That's just awesome. How many people typically do you get out for this?
Well, last year we had 197 ticks entered to race.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So it is the better part of a day. So racing starts at 1. And with the two tracks, it takes a little bit of time to burn through the first round in the second round to eliminate half of those. But I believe we called the winner of the race around 5:15 or 5:30 that same day. So the winner would get the purse of all entrance fees. In last year's case, it was $197, a trophy, and also bragging rights.
All right. So when someone's selecting their tick for this, is there a certain, because we have the really small bear ticks, we have the little bigger ticks, I don't know what the names of them are. Is there a certain type it has to be, or is it?
Wood ticks.
So wood tick.
Yes, it's a wood tick. It could be a small one, could be a large wood tick, but a wood tick.
Right, and they're the little bit bigger ones. I guess I'm not a wood tick aficionado, but they are a little bit bigger. Do most people bring their own wood ticks, or do they just grab one from you?
Most people bring their own, but our son collected 45 last year, and I believe they sold nearly all of them.
All right. And so this is the time of the year you don't have to look far, do you?
No, you don't.
For the wood ticks, yeah. All right, so this Saturday, or the 18th, I'm sorry, a week from Saturday.
Correct.
The 18th, and what time does it all start at the Oxbow Resort?
Registration starts at 11. Registration starts at 11. The race starts at 1. And we have G-Man and Lisa. They're going to be playing some live music around noon.
Oh, cool. Cool. Are you guys on Facebook or out there for people to check it out?
That's right. Yep. We have the event listed on Facebook, and you can find some more details about that on Facebook also.
All right. I'm thinking we had the Phillips powerlifting team in here just a little bit ago. When you were mentioning about the Ticks working out, I was just imagining little dumbbells and stuff like that. So are there people that actually come in and say they have a strategy? Is there a strategy? Are there actually people that are working out their Ticks for this?
Yes. There's trainers, there's breeding stock, there's people that have strategies, there's people that have team T-shirts, there's people that paint their Ticks in various colors as, you know, kind of war paint, if you will.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what the Ticks are thinking, right?
I know.
A little bit. This is awesome. And this has been going for 46 years, you said, right? 43rd year. Mm-hmm. In Oxbow, just west of Park Falls over there on Highway 70. So it's very, very easy to find. If you've never been out there, the 18th might be your day to go check out the Oxbow Resort. And some of you guys have some food and stuff available out there, too. It's really a place that is a Northwoods tradition that's been around for a long time. People know about it. Talk a little bit about your menu and stuff, if you could.
Sure. Well, for the races, we'll have a limited menu. We'll still be serving burgers and fries and drinks, maybe some select appetizers. But in general, we have the Oxbow Burger, which is a really big half-pound good burger with a proprietary blend of herbs, seasoning, and spices that has been secretly passed down from various owners for about the past two iterations of owners. But other than that, we have pizzas, we have specialty sandwiches, we have a really great patty melt.
All right.
We've got some good food.
All right. The 18th Oxbow Resort, the yearly tradition of the Wood Tick races. And now you have the inside scoop of how it all happens if you haven't been out there. So go on out there for the entertainment alone. Sounds like a fun day, Nikki. Thank you so much for taking time to share the information with us.
Thanks, Joel, for having me.
You bet, Nikki. Joining us at 8:37 on Reality Radio.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry.
The ugly truth is,
when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
We're going to try to talk a little Shawamigan sports with our AD Darren Patterson in a little while, hopefully. But we've got Brent Mihalik with the city here of Park Falls joining us to give us our monthly update on what's happening around our area. Brent, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. And anybody who's been walking around the city, they see some things already beginning a little bit down there in the old Triangle Park, kind of working on getting rid of those bathrooms. So the project down there has begun, right?
It has. The city crew actually removed the bathrooms on the end there to make room for the new playground.
Okay.
The new playground will be ADA accessible, and it'll have sensory items in there, so it'll be a playground for kids of all, you know, makes, sizes, shapes, abilities. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a nice little playground set. So it's been cleared off for that. The construction meeting, I actually have a construction meeting here starting at 10 today, and I believe they're going to be breaking ground this month yet.
Okay.
On the new park.
All right. And we kind of set the visual a few weeks back, but you've got the Triangle Park, except for the bathrooms remaining there, and then the playground, and then kind of the stage down in that south, what, east corner
where
down
the old
there?
Wells Fargo was, roughly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, down in there. So that's going to be a summer-long process, right?
Yes. We're looking at substantial completion of the project somewhere in September.
Okay.
But they're going to be working fast on it, and... yeah, there'll be bathrooms and that set up throughout the park. And
yeah, and there is, I think, a photo around one of the edges. I haven't seen it yet, but if people are out walking, they can actually see a photo of what the finished project will look like, right?
Yeah, it'll be very similar to that. There's a modification to the pavilion. The price that came back at the pavilion was astronomical.
Okay.
We had right. to cut back a little bit on the size and shape of that new pavilion that was going in.
All
but
right.
other than that, it's very much similar to what you have on that board.
And it's going to be so awesome because as soon as next summer, I'm sure we're going to get the music in the park down there. And Flamborama, of course, will the whole thing will change the vision with that, I'm sure.
I would imagine we'd go to the Center Park, yes.
Yep. Yeah. So some fun stuff happening for the city, and it'll be fun to see it develop.
Yeah, just to have summer. A town square and a town focus where people can come and gather. It's going to be nice for the downtown businesses and for the city of Park Falls.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right. What else is going on in the city? What should people know about this summer?
Yes. Yeah, well, this coming up, we are at the end of this month. On the 28th of May, we should be moved into the new facilities at the library.
Okay.
So people have been asking that. I think we get, you know, 3 or 4 calls a day and when we're going to be moving. But yes, the move is at the end of this month. So expect everything, you know, by that last weekend of May here, we're going to be in the library.
Yeah, I was in there to see Deb and drop off my water bill. And I told her, I said, I got to look around. I said, I got to take one final look here because this is a piece of history that's going to be changed dramatically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And with the Y coming in, they're starting their construction in June. So
yeah,
the old city hall is transforming. The new library, old library, city hall. I don't know what you call that building, but it's a,
yeah.
It was a, yeah, it used to be city hall a long time ago. So we're moving over there. A lot of changes.
Yeah. So the Y beginning, like you said, in earnest in June, and then that'll be what, a year long process or what are they, do you have an estimation on that? Or?
Yeah, I believe next spring is what they're looking at.
Okay. All right. So they're kind of transforming the building that's currently there and then adding on a little bit on the south end. Am I right on that?
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing the gymnasium right away. I don't believe they are, but they are doing the exercise equipment, workout areas and that.
All right, and getting it ready for childcare and such
child
like that.
Care, because yep, so that'll be a big pull for the area and extremely nice for the area to have childcare of that size here.
That is a huge issue for small towns. And when people absolutely. Move to small towns, they're just like, is there childcare? And if they can't find what they're looking for, they're not going to come here, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we know the hospital's moving along too. I mean, that's one of the main things people look for: hospitals, schools, workout areas, YMCA gathering places. That's all part of what we're doing here in the community to make it the next step.
And that hospital project is something, obviously, unless you go to the hospital and clinic, it's out of the way up there, so you don't see it. But that is a major project that continues up there, right?
Yeah, the number of beds going in, they just got an occupancy permit on a number of the, or on one piece of the hospital area. So, man, it's a great project for the community, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that we should know about as far as any construction or anything that people have to maneuver around this summer around the city? Or
yes, actually, the First Avenue North and River Road.
Okay.
There will be some detours probably about starting in June to get around that location. That location is going to be torn up for water and sewer lines being installed in a water loop. So anytime you have a dead-ended street, you really want to have a full loop in a water system so that the water doesn't just stop, right?
Okay.
So we're completing a loop, but that's going to involve shutting down First Avenue North and River Road this summer for a short time while they work on that.
Okay. A little bit back out of the way, so it won't affect everybody, but those who travel that way, it'll be a little bit of a go around.
Yep, and then there'll be smaller pieces where we're upgrading water lines throughout the city in just short stints, probably 100, 200 feet worth of water lines. So there'll be a few other locations that'll be affected, but their back roads are, the side roads, not the main roads.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the city is working on finding their next administrator. So the advertisements have gone out. Mm-hmm. We're expecting or hoping that somebody will be in here in July.
Yeah, okay.
Take over that role.
All right. Anything else hot topic-wise that that the public would be interested in, I guess, going on? Or
no, I think that's about it. Well, people are concerned about where to drop off their water bills right now, of course, till the end of the month. Still drop them off at the old City Hall. And heading into June, we will have... on the current library entrance off the parking lot, it's wheelchair accessible, handicap accessible. We will have a drop box in that foyer area, and the foyer area will remain open.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Are we going to see you next month, or are you?
No, the end of this month is it. 28th of May is it for me.
All right. Well, we appreciate all your efforts, Brent, for the city. We thank you so much. It's one of those thankless jobs, as you know, going into it, but you're moving for some family reasons and stuff, so we always know that that's number one and important. So
absolutely.
So thank you so much for all the work for the city of Park Falls and helping in the transition. So we appreciate it.
Thank you, and it's been a great community to live in and work for, so I really appreciate everybody out there. A lot of support.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Brent.
All right,
appreciate
thank you.
It. That's what's happening here in the city of Park Falls. Your monthly update.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun poking in from time to time, maybe a sprinkle or two by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 37. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
All right, some great local information. We thank everybody for coming in and sharing with us. We're going to talk about Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in the 9 o'clock hour. They're getting things cranked up down there, so we'll talk with the owners of that coming up probably about 9:30 or so here this morning. If you haven't done so already, text us the word tribute for your chance to win that pair of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert Saturday night at Lake of the Torches. They're a $40 value, and we'll announce a winner tomorrow morning and give you another chance to win tomorrow. We have four tickets total that we're giving away for that, so text us the word tribute. Several of you have already done that. So tribute anytime today. You can do that through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that If you don't have that on your Android or iPhone, just go into the your Play Store, your Google Store, or whatever on your phone, and search for Civic Media. It's a free app. You can download it. And then you can listen to 98Q Country on your phone anytime. So if there's local ball games and stuff going on, you can have that available on there. And when you download that, you'll see 98Q and a place to text us. And it's very simple. And we're going to be doing a lot of text to win contest. I was just talking with the powers that be yesterday, and I think in a couple of weeks we're going to be having another chance for you to win all kinds of Wisconsin Dells packages and stuff like that. So keep that handy. It's the new way. It's the new way of giving stuff away. It's a lot easier for most people to do it at your convenience, to text. And we encourage you to get us that word tribute today for your chance to win the Jimmy Buffett tickets at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino in Lac du Flambeau.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Get ready for May specials at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They're not just about fixing cars and trucks. They're about building community. For every lube oil filter change this May, they'll donate $5 to the playground project at Old Abe Memorial Park. Plus, $39.99 from every brake and suspension service goes straight to the cause. New marine and power sports services available now. With 24-hour towing and reliable summer-ready service, trust D&D Tire and Auto on Highway 13. Join them in driving change and supporting their community.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun poking in from time to time, maybe a sprinkle or two by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 37. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Well, if you haven't been to CompleteRainGutter.com, get there. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now at CompleteRainGutter.com. Get your quote there today. My voice is doing a little bit better today. Got home yesterday, and I started talking to my wife, and she basically told me to shut up. She said, you better not talk to save your voice. So I basically spent all night just not talking to anything or anybody. Oh, occasionally my dog, but other than that, so we're doing a little bit better today. Kind of that cold and chest and bronchitis, touches of bronchitis are going around. So hope you are doing well. You know what? Always a good cure when you're not feeling well is get some fresh air. You get out there, maybe you go fishing on the pontoon or the boat or the lakeshore, whatever it may be. Bader Sports Center, they got everything you need to make it happen. All the bait. If you don't have a fishing rod, there you go. If you don't have the clothes, they've got that for you. And with hunting seasons, the long guns, the handguns, the crossbows, all that stuff, it is the place to go. Bader Sports Center, a fourth generation store. They're right on Highway 13 in Phillips, and they're located right next to the Pick and Save. I'm going to see if I can corral Austin to come in here and do some birthdays for me in just a little bit. Reminder that the jackpot is over $9,000 tonight for the 50-50 progressive drawing at the Park Falls American Legion. Someone wins half of the pot eventually. 7:30 is a drawing, and doors open at 6 or earlier, and that's going on tonight. Reminder also, this Saturday, Stamp Out Hunger, the National Association of Letter Carriers. This is a national event, and they do it locally, and I think pretty much everyone is involved with this because, again, it's a National Association of Letter Carriers that do this food drive for whatever community you're in. The food goes to that local community here in Park Falls. It goes to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And I can personally tell you that there is a ton, there is a lot of food that is collected with this, and it's just a little bit at a time. I think it's just a great example of how just everybody giving a little whatever it may be, a couple cans of soup or whatever out of the pantry, whatever it may be, non-perishable food items, always good. You can leave that in a bag out for your mail carrier on Saturday, and that food, I know locally here, I can speak for Park Falls, and there's a lot of different, you know, cities and stuff, but for Park Falls, I can tell you that the food that you'd put out on Saturday goes directly to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry here in Park Falls and is immediately put to use right away. So that is Saturday. So please grab a bag. I know in some of the past years, I think they provided bags and stuff. I'm not sure they're doing that this year, but just, you know, grab a bag. Everybody has that area of your house where you have all the, you know, the plastic bags from Quick Trip in the store, whatever. Just grab one of those, put some food in there, and leave it out for your mail carrier. Do that on Friday night or Saturday morning so it's there and ready for them. Our Brewer bus trip is nearing capacity. 36, I think, is where we're at right now. And we have 54 spots available. Big G and Big G's wife will be hosting it, which is, this is very good news for our listeners because having Big G's wife there to keep him in check and make sure that, you know, he's behaving himself is a good thing. So this should be a comforting thing for you that Big G and his wife are hosting the event Thursday, July the 11th. If you have any questions, it's one day there and back. The tickets included, the parking's included, the ride on the Krug tour bus is included. We'll swing through Phillips and pick up people at the Phillips school there. Usually we do that. So if you're from Phillips, you know, you don't have to drive up here. Give Brianna a call if you have any questions on the Brewer bus trip at 715-762-3221. And we send our prayers to Big G. He went to the doctor this morning. He had a little surgery done. So just a little prayer for Big G today that all goes well. And he's probably currently under right now. He's probably under and having a procedure done, which will put him out maybe for a day or two. We'll see if we can get back in here Friday, possibly for the shopping show. Another big event I want you to know about is this Saturday. These are a bunch of actors and actresses who donate their time, and they put on a free will donation theater. It's called Denim and Dessert. Denim and Dessert Readers Theater. And they're doing Neil Simon's comedy, which is called Fools, this Friday and Saturday. It's at the Presque Isle Community Center. The Presque Isle Community Center. And that's located on 8306 School Loop Road, just up the hill from County B. County B in the town, in downtown Presque Isle. And again, it's a free will donation for that event. No reservations are necessary. It's first come, first serve. Doors open at 6:15 Friday and Saturday. There is a cash beverage bar. And after the show, there's complimentary coffee and dessert that are served too. Any questions on that event? 715-904-9063. Let's get some news at 8:58.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Metropolitan Police in Washington, D.C. cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University. 33 people were arrested. Police Chief Pam Smith explained why they were called in.
This included a simple assault reported to GW Police, security probing of a GW building, indicators that counter-demonstrators were covertly in the encampment, and information that protesters from other schools were traveling to GW.
She said the situation grew too volatile. The Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee's called off its hearing with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser that was set for today. The U.S. halted weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the bombs could be similar to those used in the city of Rafah, where the Israeli military entered Tuesday. The U.S. says it's not the sweeping military action they oppose. Severe weather is expected across Arkansas and the Ohio Valley today, and former President Trump's criminal trial resumes tomorrow. This is ABC News. If you're sneaking some AI tools into your workday, you're not alone. Microsoft, out with its annual Work Trend Index, says three quarters of us are using AI at work, and
78% of the employees who are using AI at work are bringing their own AI tools to work. We call that BYO AI. So it's not company sanctioned.
Microsoft corporate VP Jared Spataro points out that could create some cybersecurity problems. A study also shows about half of those using AI don't like to admit it to their bosses. New concerns that a music world feud between rappers Drake and Kendrick Lamar might be turning violent after a shooting outside Drake's home in Canada.
Drake accusing Lamar of domestic violence. Lamar accusing Drake of being a sexual predator.
I see dead people.
On Sunday, Lamar posting this 4.5-minute music video with only one image, an aerial photo of Drake's Toronto mansion where the shooting occurred.
To ABC's Andrew Dimbert, a security guard was hurt. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.